Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Paris Economic Development Corporation, Michael Paris.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. And when you saw this job pop up and you saw it was for Paris and you're Michael Paris, did you say, oh, that's perfect? Or did you say, oh, no, I'm going to have to hear I'm Mr. Paris all the time?
I said, that's perfect.
Did you?
And then I read the history.
Oh, right. Okay. So either you got to really like that.
I saw the challenge and I couldn't deny it.
You got to really like that or you really don't. But it's Michael Paris and he is the executive director of Economic Development Corporation.
It's serendipitous, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It was fate. Well, Michael's going to come on from time to time and visit with us about things going on in Paris. Took a glance at the Paris news and see that up in Lamar County, there's a tax abatement reinvestment zone being discussed. That seems to be the big economic thing being talked about right now. What's that all about?
At the moment, it is. In fact, the Lamar County Commissioner's Court is getting ready to consider and possibly approve a tax abatement for a solar farm, 60-acre solar farm. They're in the eastern part of the county. They're looking at probably around a 50% tax abatement de-escalating. It's going to have a huge impact for revenue into the county, but also, too, it's going to have a large impact for the Prairie Land School District as well. So they're looking forward to the possibility of getting that farm up there.
Mm-hmm. How would that affect Prairie Land in particular?
The revenue, the property value, and the property the establishment of the solar farm, those real and personal property taxes go into Prairie Land School District.
So a solar farm. So you have acres and acres of the solar panels out there in the sun.
And interestingly, they actually follow the sun. So that's pretty cool too. But yeah, I mean it's revenue for the county and revenue for the school district, but it's only going to create probably one, maybe two jobs at the most, unfortunately. But at the same time, you can't deny capital investment that comes into your area, and especially Lamar County like that.
The Lamar County Commissioner's Court has now approved the tax abatement reinvestment zone for Cypress Creek Renewables. But this is the future, isn't it?
I think it is. I mean, interestingly, technology... we're having to adapt to technology. In fact, job development is having to adapt to technology. And what's fascinating about that is I see that same thing going on in Kimberly-Clark. I see the same thing going on in Campbell Soup. They invest more monies into those facilities. And even though we're trying to keep those jobs, it's going to continue to morph those jobs. And so the skill development totally changes as that technology is invested. And so as technology invested, do you create a whole bunch of jobs like you used to in the past? No, not really. You may create a few, but the most important thing is also the retention of jobs as well. And it's the same thing with the solar farm. Is it a huge capital investment? Is it going to do something? Is it going to offer some lower energy rates for somebody in Texas, maybe Lamar County? Absolutely. Hmm. But is it going to provide revenue in regards to taxes in the area? Absolutely. So, you know, it's a chicken and egg thing, but at the same time, it's an opportunity for us to continue investing into the county.
Every little bit helps.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Michael Paris. He's the executive director of the Paris Economic Development Corporation. And I guess people in Lamar County would be able to buy electricity from this outfit?
In an indirect way, they should be able to, because they're going to tap right into the electrical grid.
Yeah. Of course, we have one just outside of Commerce in Delta County, not quite as big, but that went in.
Good deal.
Year or so ago. So again, I think we're going to see
that's awesome.
More and more of that. People who live in Hunt County and go to Paris are very familiar with the Highway 24 project, and that seems to be slowly coming to a conclusion. And I know you all will be happy when that.
It's been a slow process, but at the same time, they are getting it finished, and we're excited about that. We know it's going to be finished in 2018 for sure. I'm going to be optimistic and say it's going to be done by summer. What's nice about that is four-lane access. I mean, we actually have prospects that we entertain with Paris, Texas, and they don't choose Paris because there's not four-lane access. We have four-lane access on 271 going north towards Oklahoma, but that four-lane access going down to Interstate 30 or even to Dallas-Fort Worth area through other means, I mean, we got to have that. And so when you have a prospect turn you away for that, you want to make sure that it's developed. So obviously, we participated in a collaboration, and they got under budget. We got some money back on that. And so we're really excited for that four-lane access to be available to everybody.
It's especially important since that is the direction to Dallas. That's the path to Dallas and Dallas-Fort Worth. Michael, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, and we look for you again soon.
Thanks for this opportunity. I do appreciate it.
You bet. Michael Paris, Executive Director of the Paris Economic Development Corporation. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.